This is 89.1 WEMU. It's your community NPR station, and a big, strong part of the fabric of our community is its cultural center, and the Michigan and State Theaters are most certainly a part of that. Russ Collins is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater Foundation, and for a quarter century and more, he has served as my co-host for Cinema Chat, and always good to be with you, Mr. Collins.
Well, the feeling's mutual, David, and we're really cranking up in a really significant way. Downtown's coming back to life. Restaurants are filling up, and we're happy to announce that live on stage shows are returning to the Michigan Theater.
After a year or plus, that has to be just a relief and a pleasure for you.
Well, it is for us, and we hope it is for audiences as well. So we're going to start off with not quite live. These are going to be live-streamed theatrical performances. So tonight we have The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which is a National Theatre of Great Britain production of a very popular play based on a novel that's won Tony Awards and Olivier Awards and all kinds of really great stuff. It's directed by Marianne Elliott, who also directed Angels in America and War Horse for the National Theater. This is a terrific piece, and Variety says this riveting reimagination of the best-selling novel is nothing short of a triumph. Now, it's not for everybody. We do suggest that children not come to this particular production, but The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night is tonight at the Michigan Theater. Then we're following up with another National Theater of Great Britain production of Stephen Sondheim's Follies on September the 12th. But the thing that we're very excited about is starting tomorrow, live on stage ticket concert are available for Elvis Costello on November the 2nd, which at this point is the first live on stage production that will be at the Michigan Theater.
Now, you love the talking head, so I'm assuming you also loved Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello is a wonderful performer, very smart, very talented. This concert is Elvis Costello and the Imposters, and this is their Hello Again tour. Now, there's not that many stops around the country, so we're very happy that the Michigan Theater is one of the stops, in addition to the New Orleans Jazz Fest. So they're going to the New Orleans Jazz Fest a few days before they come to the Michigan Theater. But again, there's advance tickets on sale for Michigan Theater members and an Elvis Costello fan club type folks. But tickets go on sale to the general public tomorrow. So that's going to be Tuesday, November the 2nd, Elvis Costello and the Imposters live on stage in concert at the Michigan Theater.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, for sure. We have just a great lineup currently playing, and of course I'm going to say that, but I'm actually impressed with what we're doing. We have a Wes Anderson series playing, and Moonrise Kingdom is the film this week, which is one of my two very favorite Wes Anderson films. I love Wes Anderson films, but Grand Budapest Hotel and Moonrise Kingdom are my two favorite Wes Anderson films, and that's going to be on Friday. Spike Lee Fest continues with Jungle Fever on Saturday. The Cat Returns is a Studio Ghibli film that we're playing on Saturday. And then the very popular Cat Video Festival, the 2021 version. We're also going to do a pre-show short film that was put together by Nick Alderink, our program person at the Michigan Theater, our film program person, and it's called the Ann Arbor Creature Feature Preview. So that's going to play before the Cat Video Festival.
And that will be of local pets, I assume?
Exactly. A pandemic incarcerated pets and their owners.
Yeah, we all know who was running the household during the pandemic. It was the pets.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then if you haven't seen Summer of Soul, there was just an NPR piece on it a little bit ago, and they've covered it extensively. But Summer of Soul is going to move to the Michigan Theater this weekend, and you can actually see it tonight. We're going to show it with The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night. So that's going to be in the Historic Theater, and Summer of Soul is going to be in the Screening Room, which is just a great place to see any kind of movie. So In the Heights is moving to the State Theater. So we're switching Summer of Soul and In the Heights, and we're super excited about all the films coming up. Online trivia is going to be, which has proven to be, we started that during the pandemic, and it's continued to be a popular online feature. So that's going to be tomorrow. And again, Nick Alderink is going to lead that.
Excellent. You are listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and the other voice you hear is Russ Collins. And I am looking forward to an actual performance from Nicolas Cage that is worthy of his true skill.
Yes, absolutely. So Nicolas Cage has been in a lot of raucous movies like Con Air and Gone in 60 Seconds and The Rock. And
a whole string of straight-to-video movies, yeah.
Absolutely. But he's also was in Moonstruck and Raising Arizona and Bringing Out the Dead. And
Leaving Las Vegas, right.
Yeah, absolutely. And he really is a wonderful actor. In fact, one of his director, Werner Herzog, who did Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans, says he's a wonderful actor. There's something great about him. And that's absolutely true. And now the movie that he's in now is part of our Truffle Festival film series, which is an accidental film festival, but we're doing Pig. That's the movie that we're playing right now, as well as The Truffle Hunters. But Pig is about Nicolas Cage's character, who was a famous chef or an acclaimed chef in the Pacific Northwest. But he just gets burned out and he runs off to the wildernesses of Oregon. And there he acquired a truffle pig. Now, pigs are the animal that, if you associate an animal with truffles, it's usually pigs. They're the ones that seek truffles in France. And that's true in the United States as well. They have an amazing sense of smell. So Nicolas Cage's character has gone off into the wilderness to hunt for truffles with his pig, but the pig gets stolen. And he has to deal with this, and it requires him going back to Portland to find out who stole his pig and why they stole his pig. Now, this film has gotten great, great reviews.
It's nice to hear him getting some acclaim for his acting again after a kind of brief period away from that.
That's right, and there's even early buzz on Oscar worthiness for the performance, so go check it out. The programming staff of the theater was really, really high on this film, and not only before they were able to see it, but after they saw it, they liked it even more. So Pig is definitely worth checking out. High critical acclaim for the film itself and for Nicolas Cage's performance. But part of Truffle Fest is The Truffle Hunters, which is this documentary film that will not die.
It was supposed to only be here for a week, right?
That's right. And that was about 2 months ago. So go check that out. That's about a bunch of old guys in the Piedmont area of Italy and their dogs. And in this particular case, they use dogs to hunt for the truffles. And it's a beautiful, beautiful film and compelling stories about very odd men. Now, speaking of kind of odd but compelling men, there's a film about Anthony Bourdain called Roadrunner. And this was put together by Morgan Neville, who did 20 Feet from Stardom and Won't You Be My Neighbor, and lots of other really compelling documentaries. And it is a very interesting documentary about Anthony Bourdain, who started off as kind of a troubled kid, got a job as a dishwasher, became a chef as he progressed through the restaurant business, and quite acclaimed as a chef. Then he was always a talented writer, and he wrote a book called Kitchen Confidential that shot to the top of the New York Times bestsellers list. And then he was recruited to do some television that, again, was very, very well acclaimed. So that's a film that's worth checking out. Black Widow continues, the Marvel Universe film that stars...
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson, of course. Again, really, it's been a well-reviewed film that's done quite well at the box office as well. If you haven't seen Summer of Soul, you can see it tonight and all weekend at the Michigan Theater. And then our series continues, as I said, with Moonrise Kingdom, the Wes Anderson series. That's going to be Friday. Spike Lee's Jungle Fever, The Cat Returns, which is the Studio Ghibli Japanese Anime Festival. And then besides the Cat Video Festival, which is on Sunday, this coming Tuesday, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, geez.
In my opinion, the best Star Wars film. There is no good Star Wars film for in your world, David, and I understand
But there does seem to be consensus that is the best one.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we've got the coming up, The Green Knight, which stars Dev Patel. Still, we've got a couple of films from Cannes coming up later in the month, Stillwater and Annette, and Respect, which I know everybody in the Detroit metropolitan area is looking forward to seeing.
Absolutely. A lot to look forward to and a lot we'll talk about in the weeks to come. I'm David Fair, and for Russ Collins, we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.